The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
So, the election is over, and we conservatives can begin to sleep a lot easier, because we will, for the next 2 years, be able to speak out loud and clear that our government must take seriously our debt. For the first time in its existence, we learn now the debt has become $14.5 trillion. We have been told that while our credit rating still remains at AAA, it's precarious, and if we lose it, no country will lend us any money. What's the solution? Clearly, our government must start to tighten its belt and become lean. That was one of the messages we heard this week. I sure hope President Obama heard it. For starters, maybe our president will willingly become a role model for us and get rid of the 40 or so czars in the government who supposedly have guided his leadership thus far. If he consulted them, they have not done a good job. And if they're paid even $150,000 a year, that could reduce our debt by almost $6 million per year and almost $12 million for the 2 years of Obama's final term. It would be saving $12 million, almost, for 2 years. It has been reported that our First Lady has 20 helpers, unlike previous First Ladies, who only had one. Perhaps a few of them had two. So, many of her friends are well taken care of, and each helper must be paid at least the same as the czars. There is another possible almost $12 million to reduce our debt. So, between the President and the First Lady, they could personally reduce the country's deficit by $24 million or thereabouts. That would be a wonderful way of showing the rest of the government employees how, on a smaller level, they could each try to reduce the deficit. Another example, on a weekly basis, many thousands are wasted on the enormous single plane flying Nancy Pelosi nonstop back and forth to her California home. She refused a cheaper, smaller plane because it wasn't nonstop. This extravagance has gone on for several years. All this may sound like not much, but if all government employees and agencies would cut out obvious extravagances, the debt could be reduced significantly. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.